Good morning. Good morning, you guys. Look at Reed all the way down there. Oh, sorry, wrong one. I was with your brother all weekend. Sorry. Welcome. Are you here? Are you awake?
Yeah.
How many of you ever do chores around your house? Do you really? What is your chore?
I have lots of different ones.
Like what?
Making the beds.
Making the beds. Put the toys in the toy box.
Which I don't like to do.
Which you do not like to do. How about you?
Put my trucks away.
You put your trucks away? Okay. Do you have any chores yet?
No.
Oh, that's probably good. Do you have any chores at your house? No chores? I must speak with your mother. Because I have chores for you to do at my house. I'm just kidding. Well, I heard you say you get paid for your chores. Is that true?
Yeah.
You get paid for your chores?
Yeah. But we have to get over 32 bags or 32 stars. And Murphy has to get 20.
Oh. 32 stars, something about a star system.
There's a chart.
There's a chart, okay.
32 stars.
Excellent, good. It's a nice piety. Good. All right, so here's the deal. Imagine if you guys, if you were listening to the gospel story today, imagine if you were asked to do some chores. And let's say, like this morning we used, someone said, hey, you know what, if you will come and pick, I'm going away on a trip, and I want you to pick up the mangoes in my yard. And I'm going to pay you 10 cents a mango. It's a really cheap homeowner. 10 cents a mango to pick up the mangoes. But I want you to keep the mangoes picked up, right? Okay. So, the day dawns bright and early, and they send Raphael out first. It's going to be Raphael and who? Who else wants to go? Okay, you can go. You guys go out first, and you start picking up those mangoes. And about noon, Miranda comes by, and she says, oh, they hired me to pick up mangoes, too. They said, well, you know what? We're going to pay you $5 to pick up mangoes. And you said, that sounds great. And then Raphael came, and then you came. And then about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you came. And you went to pick up mangoes. And then even worse, these two, the very last ones, came about 6 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness, in the morning?
No, in the evening. The day has gone long. And they're picking up mangoes. And then, everybody, it's time to get paid. And you're so excited because you're thinking, oh, I'm so excited because I'm going to get paid. And I can give 10% to the church. And I can buy, because you're so excited about that because it's close to stewardship time. And I just, you're welcome, Bill. And but then maybe I could buy a new dolly. Or I could buy something really fun, some music on iTunes. And you get ready. And all of a sudden, the person who's supposed to pay you says, hey, Raphael, what time did you come in? And you said, oh, I came in about 6 o'clock. And what does he pay him? $5. Wait a minute. And then Miranda comes over and she came. What time did you come? About noon? And how much are they going to pay her?
$5.
And then our faithful two, who started early in the morning before the sun had come up, they were there. And how much should they get paid? They've been there like 4 times as long as Raphael and Miranda. How much should they get paid?
10.
You think they should get paid $10? How come?
Because they did
more work. You are good capitalists. In the story that Jesus tells, everybody gets $5. Is that fair?
No.
Miranda shouldn't get nearly as much as everybody else, should she? Lazy thing didn't show up until late. And you two should get all kinds of money because you've been picking up mangoes all day. Giant bags of mangoes, and you're sweating and you're dirty and you're all itchy because that's what happens when you pick up mangoes. Because it's harvest season. Well, Jesus pays all, in the story that Jesus told, everybody gets the same amount. It's a story about God's love. And it's about how God loves us. So that even though we don't do as much as maybe we should, and maybe we don't really deserve it, God gives you and you and you, the ones who came early, well, you came late, the ones who came early, the ones who came late, the ones who arrived at the very last minute right before supper. God gives God's love all the same. It isn't fair, but it is how God works. That even maybe though we don't really deserve, maybe we haven't worked God's grace and God's peace, God gives it anyway. So I like to think that maybe God isn't fair, but I sure am glad. Because sometimes I don't always measure up, and maybe you don't either. Maybe we're not all doing our chores and getting our stars quite the way we should. But God loves us anyway. Thank you, guys. And you can go back to your places.